It's the Joe and Alex Show, and usually we got crazy people, the stupid people on the show, but it's nice to have like some good people that I would say is kind of a hero in a way. That's our good friend this morning on the Joe and Alex Show, Casey Spellman. She did something really cool this past weekend when she was in Chicago. Good morning, Casey.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right, now for everybody that's like, well, what did she do? Because you're actually kind of going viral with this little story. Tell everybody your, I guess, incredible act of kindness, even though you may not think it's that big of a deal.
I know. I don't, and it was super quick. It's a quick story. I was in Chicago visiting a friend, and I had never been to Wrigleyville, so we were exploring Wrigley. There was a Cubs game. We didn't go, but we were heading back to her apartment for dinner, and I saw this man trying to hail a cab, and just for a couple seconds saw that he wasn't being successful. He happened to be blind, so I went over, asked him if he wanted some help, and, you know, got him in a cab and got him on his way home.
So how did you notice, like, what was going on that no one was stopping for him? Like, what happened?
You know, honestly, it was so fast. I just walked out of where we were, and I saw him, and I kind of turned back to my friends and almost did a double take and thought, wait a second, you know, it's really crowded here. It's super noisy. This might be a little bit difficult for him. And that was kind of it. I went up to my friend and said, hey, hang on one second, I'll be right back.
When you approached him and said, do you need help hailing a cab? What did he say?
He just said, you know, yeah, I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's pretty cool. I think it's so simple. And I saw, well, first of all, don't ever go online and read comments, because even a good story like this, people will bitch about it. Like,
are you serious?
I went on there and I was reading this. That's why I saw it yesterday. I was like, wow, we got to get this Casey girl on the show. It's so cool what she did. So I was like, this is sad and pathetic if this is news.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, quit being a crotchety bastard. You probably wouldn't even have helped the guy out. So, okay, now, a question. You mentioned you didn't go to the game. Have you ever been to a Cubs game before?
I've never been to a Cubs game.
All right. Chicago Cubs. We've got to connect with them. They need to hook your ass up. You need to get like VIP seats or something for this.
I'm surprised you haven't been approached by someone offering you free tickets.
No kidding. We need to make this go even more viral. We're too poor to actually buy the tickets. Do you got the money? I don't have the money.
I don't.
No, but I think it's awesome what you did. So hopefully we can get them to do something. Now, do you know this blind man? Have you had any contact with him since then that you helped across to get to the cab?
I do not. I saw a few comments. People were posting his first name, but nobody was tagging him, so I figured he probably didn't have Facebook. But just last night, the friend I was visiting in Chicago, you know, videotaped on her phone like a news segment that they did, and she sent it to me. So I saw it this morning, and they had him on. They had him on a phone interview. So they found him. His name's Yusef. He's an attorney, I think, in Chicago, but I have not been in touch with him yet, no.
What did he say on the interview?
You know, he said his best friend, I guess, saw it and contacted him and was like, hey, man, like, you never ask for help. How is it that the one time you, like, accept help, it goes viral? And, you know, he just said that it was really noisy and it was nice to be approached by somebody. He said sometimes, you know, people aren't sure how to approach him. And he tells them, you know, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. You know, but sometimes they'll get in his face too much, or they'll assume that he needs assistance. And that's not always the case. And I think that's important to realize, too, you know. He's an independent man. You know, blind people are independent, too. He didn't need saved or anything. So I think that's important to realize. But he seemed grateful, and he seemed just as surprised as I was that this has taken off.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad you guys are both so humble about it, but I just want to say we think what you guys did is a really great story, and hopefully we'll inspire other people, because I think we're so busy nowadays, and we're so like, oh, they'll get it.
We don't notice other people. We're on our phones
right.
Or whatever.
And you were like, hold up.
Yeah. You did a great job representing Indianapolis, so thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I know, I can't believe people from all over have been reaching out on Facebook, and I had no idea it was even being aired in other places. So it's nuts. I'm glad I can have a positive impact.
Yay!
For sure. Okay, Indianapolis's own. You're on Broad Ripple now too, right? So maybe we could buy you a beer if we can't get you Cubs tickets or something. I'll go buy you some crack fries or something at Hopcat. How about that?
Hey, I would take you up on that. Absolutely.
All right, Casey Spellman, thank you so much for coming on the Joe and Alex Show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.